This is Kerry Robel, and I'm very pleased to welcome Jeremy Hill. He's the Regional Manager for Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT, and he's with us this morning to tell us about a new program that they have coming up. But good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Kerry.
Now, first of all, can you just give us a bit of background about what your organisation does?
Sure. I think people tend to think we only provide guide dogs, but that's a fairly small part, but important part of what we do. Just a quick rundown, we provide an excellent service for children who their parents have found they have a vision impairment, and so we can teach children to get up and be independent on their own, from babies to toddlers. And then we have, especially on the North Coast, a very large number of ageing populations. So we're trying to keep people safe and independent and safe on their feet so they're not having any difficulties getting around the community and staying as independent as possible. And then we have various technology that which we introduce, and all our services are free of charge. And we visit people in their own homes. So we're a service which we really appreciate the fact that if we do provide a service, it keeps people safe and getting around on their own.
Right. And you're the regional manager. Now, you're based in Coffs Harbour, but where does your region reach?
We cover a huge area, Kerry. We sort of cover from Old Bar right up to Tweed Heads on the border and way out west to Moree, Mungindi. And we have three offices in Tamworth, Ballina and Coffs Harbour, but Coffs Harbour is sort of the biggest office.
Okay, so you spend a lot of time going up and down the highway.
We do, a lot of time listening to the radio and listening to talking books as we go up and down the highway.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could do that on 2MVR, that would be interesting.
Very good idea.
Mm. Now, you have a new program that's being introduced in the Nambucca Valley. Can you tell me about that?
We do. We have we recently surveyed clients. We try and keep in touch with what people want. And we provide an excellent mobility service where we can get people to the shops and things. But when people get to the shops, as you probably know, you need to be able to read the price tags and labels and all that sort of thing. And people have difficulty sometimes reading the newspaper or magazines. And so we're looking at introducing a localized low vision service rather than expecting people to come up to a low vision clinic or a special place. We're setting up a pilot study in Nambucca where a optometrist there is going to help us set up a low vision service where people only have to travel to Nambucca, and we will work with the optometrist to provide a really good individual one-to-one session with each person where we identify what not only what their mobility needs are, but also how we can assist them to keep in touch with print and access all the things that you and I can access.
Do you find with vision, because it might deteriorate gradually, that people just sort of take on that disability without really realizing it? You know, it just sort of happens to them, and they don't identify that actually this is something you could be doing something about.
It does. I think when they visit their ophthalmologist, who might say you have macular degeneration, which is a common thing. It's not a disease as such. It's just, unfortunately, when we have too many birthdays, vision starts to play up. But what we're trying to do at Guide Dogs is to meet with people before they start having real issues with mobility and tripping over. So by providing a low vision service, you're tapping into people who are just hearing that they're having some problems with their eyes and can tend to sometimes leave it too long, not think, well, I'm not blind enough to contact guide dogs yet, or I don't need a guide dog. Whereas we're saying we would like to actually keep people's confidence and get in earlier so that they're doing all the things they do now and things don't deteriorate. And there's also studies and information showing that people can get extremely depressed when they get down the track and can't do the things they used to do. So hopefully the low vision service will bring out people that we can help a lot earlier rather than waiting till they fall or trip or really get deep down depression of how they're getting on.
So what are the things that people might think of to identify themselves to be in this category?
I think when glasses no longer help anymore, Kerry, when you've been to the optometrist and the optometrist says, sorry, you have macular degeneration, there's not much more we can do, or if an ophthalmologist says there's not much more I can do, that just means what they can do clinically is regarding your eyes, but there's a lot of things that we can do regarding your functionality and how you do things and how you cope with things. And so it's important that people don't just tune into the things that can't be done. It's a matter of building on your skills the best thing we have is a brain, and we all have the capacity to learn, and you can teach an older dog new tricks, mm-hmm. no worries at all.
So what sort of things might people do once they've been identified? How can you help mm-hmm. people?
We do an assessment. The low vision assessment is really just looking at what you can physically see. But there's depending on the eye problems that you have, say if you have tunnel vision, the first thing people with tunnel vision will do, which crops up with glaucoma and those sort of related issues, is walk around watching their feet, whereas we can introduce things like the long cane, which is a terrific tool if it assists, and then that checks the trip hazards on the ground and enables you to lift your head up and see. But with the low vision, it's really making things brighter and bigger and easier to see. So there's not so much stress involved with accessing information or print. It might be a magnifier you can put in your back pocket or in your handbag, take to the shops. You're not having to ask people what the prices are or having to guess. You can actually check things. Or it might be something you can use at home. And there's some fantastic electronic equipment now which uses cameras and magnifiers and things, so you can put the newspaper under there. Or you can do craft work too. So if you're fond of doing craft work, we can hopefully get those things back in order too.
Great. And that's just the type of thing that people lose that and then they can't occupy themselves. So that would be ideal.
Exactly. And I think especially, Kerry, in communities, people are very good at saying, look, you don't need to worry about that. I'll go and fetch you shopping or we'll deliver the meals to your front door. Whereas if I'm feeling a little bit down in the dumps, the way I lift myself up is I go outside and go for a nice walk.
Mm.
Now, if you don't feel safe getting around on your feet, or you don't feel it's comfortable reading the local newspaper anymore, or you find it's difficult in the shops to see what things actually say, then with a little bit of help, a little bit of encouragement, you can get back on to doing the things you used to do before. And if your vision does deteriorate, then we reassess and we see, okay, we might need a bit more help in some particular areas. Mm-hmm. But if totally blind people can get around Nambucca, then we certainly have something to offer to 90% of people who've got some vision, so let's make the most of it.
Right. Now, if they do have limited vision, they might have a bit of a problem getting to this clinic. So
sure.
Is there any help available if they can't
yes,
get
there? Yes, with all our services, we'll come to your front door. I think jumping in the car and getting a lift to the optometrist is also an opportunity for the instructor. We're all orientation mobility instructors. Can talk to you in the car if you can't get a lift. If you can get in, it's great if you can bring a family member, because sometimes it's hard to hear or take it all in as to what's being advised. But if you can't make it to the workshop we're providing in Nambucca, we're very happy to organise one of us to pick you up. We're only covering pretty well the same area as your radio station does. If people, say, perhaps from Bellingen or from Maxville need a lift, they can come in. But numbers are limited. And we're carrying out the workshop or the low vision service on the 11th of July. So we're giving everybody a bit of notice, and they need to ring the guide dog's number to book themselves in. They can't just turn up, because each person will get an individualized visit. So hopefully we can get 6 to 7 or so people in, maybe more. We'll see how we go.
So what number should they ring?
If they can ring the guide dog's number on 66527424, and ask for myself, Jeremy Hill. If I'm not around, I'll certainly call you back as soon as I can.
Okay. And where's it being held?
It's being held at the Optometrist Eye Care Plus, which is Kylie Goff, who's one of the locals in Nambucca, specialises in low vision services. But we're asking that people call us at Guide Dogs so that we can get all the information together, so we provide a really good session when we get you to the low vision session on the 11th of July.
Right. And is there any cost involved?
There's no cost involved with the Medicare card. They will be having to purchase the actual magnifier, but some of those can be expensive. But I mean, if you're spending $100 or so on a magnifier, I think it's well worth it if it's going to really open up the world regarding print and that sort of thing.
Mm.
Guide Dogs itself, the optometrist will be selling the low vision aid, but all the other services that Guide Dogs provide to keep you safe on your feet are all totally free of charge. There's no cost at all with that. And as we've said before, we're very happy to pick you up and give you a lift.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jeremy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.